The next marking to the right of this is pointing to the thin tube that runs up the centre of the thermometer and is marked narrow capillary tube. The next marking is vacuum, and this is pointing to the centre of the capillary tube. And then the last marking on the right is 100 degrees C. What is the reading on the thermometer in the diagram? This is the temperature of a warm room. There is a photograph to the right of this and underneath the schematic of the thermometer. The photograph shows the face of a baby and someone is holding a liquid crystal thermometer, which is a strip of material across the top of his forehead. There are black rectangles which are marked with temperature on them, and the black rectangle which has 36 has a green square on it showing that this is the temperature. The caption is a liquid crystal thermometer. Choice of liquids. Mercury is used because A, it expands evenly as the temperature rises, and B, it is a good conductor of heat. Unfortunately, it freezes solid if it is used in very cold places. Mercury is poisonous, and care must be taken if the glass breaks. Alcohol is often used instead because A, it can be used at very low temperatures, and B, its expansion is 6 times greater than mercury. Unfortunately, it cannot be used in very hot places because it boils at a lower temperature than mercury. Temperature sensors, electronic. In your experiments, you may use a temperature sensor. This uses a thermistor, see page 319. An interface circuit is used to connect it to a computer, see page 314. The computer stores the data as a data logger and displays it for you. A clinical thermometer is used by a doctor or nurse to measure the temperature of your body. A modern clinical thermometer has a thermistor in the probe and a digital readout to display the result. Below this is a photograph of such a thermometer. On the left is the metal tip, which is the probe, and the digital readout to the right shows a temperature of 38.6 degrees. Absolute zero. As substances get colder, gases condense into liquids and liquids freeze into solids. If the temperature continues to get colder and colder, the molecules vibrate less and less until eventually they have their lowest possible energy. This happens at the coldest possible temperature, at minus 273 degrees C, called absolute zero. See also page 31. Scientists often measure temperatures on the Kelvin scale, which begins at absolute zero but increases just like the Celsius scale. This means 0 degrees C becomes 273 Kelvin, written 273 K, and 100 degrees C equals 373 K. On a hot day, the temperature is 27 degrees C. What is this in Kelvin? The diagram to the right of this shows a scale which goes from blue colouring, which fades to white, then it becomes red, gradually becoming orange, and then yellow at the top with an arrowhead pointing up. Starting at the bottom, it's marked minus 273. This is a scale in Celsius, and it's marked absolute zero. At just above minus 200, it is marked air becomes liquid, and the diagram for this is a droplet of water. Above this and below minus 100 is marked alcohol freezes. Just above minus 100 is marked coldest weather. Above this and below 0 degrees C mercury freezes. At 0 degrees C, ice melts. This is shown by a diagram of an ice block melting. At approximately 40 degrees C, according to the scale, it is marked human body. At approximately 80 degrees C, it is marked alcohol boils. At 100 degrees C, it is marked water boils, and this has a diagram of a kettle. Then the scale goes 200, 300, and just below 400, it's marked mercury boils. Then at 500, the scale goes from white to red. Then 600, and then below 700, it's marked aluminium melts, and this shows an aluminium saucepan melting. The scale then goes 800, 900, 1000. Just above 1000, it's marked roaring Bunsen. This shows a picture of a lit Bunsen burner. Then 2000. Below 3000, it's marked filament lamp, and this shows a light globe. The scale then goes 4000, 5000, and just below 6000, it's marked outer part of sun and a picture of the sun. The scale then ends at 7000 degrees Celsius. Page 28. Summary. The temperature of an object depends upon how much its particles are vibrating. Internal energy, thermal energy, is the total amount of energy in an object. Heat energy travels from a hot object to a cold object. Absolute zero is the coldest possible temperature at minus 273 degrees Celsius. The temperature in Kelvin equals degrees Celsius plus 273. Questions. 1. Copy out and fill in the missing words. Once again, I will say blank for the missing words. A. Thermometers are used to measure blank, which depends on how much the blank are vibrating. Internal energy is the amount of blank in an object. The coldest possible temperature is blank degrees C, called blank blank. 2. Copy out and complete the rhyme. Thermometers were often made with marks described as and a word beginning with C, but modern times have seen a fuss to change the name to and another word beginning with capital C. 3. Copy out and place ticks in the table to show which liquid is better in each case. The table shows three sections. On the right are two columns. The first column is headed mercury, the second column is headed alcohol. And then next to these columns are the sections which have to be ticked for either mercury or alcohol, and they are expands more evenly, expands more, a better conductor of heat, useful at higher temperatures, useful at lower temperatures. 4. Explain the difference between heat and temperature. 5. Professor Messer blows his top. Tell him why he's such a flop. Then there is a cartoon with four frames. The first frame shows Professor Messer in bed, wearing a nightcap and with a thermometer in his mouth. The next frame shows him standing and looking at the thermometer, and he's saying, "Ah, good. Less than 37 degrees C, but I better sterilize the thermometer." The next frame shows him pouring boiling water from a steaming kettle onto the thermometer. And then the last frame shows a very sad Professor Messer looking at a broken thermometer, and he's obviously confused and puzzled. 6. describe and explain the features of a thermometer which will make it A, sensitive, B, quick-acting. 7. A. Convert 10 degrees C to Kelvin. B. Convert 300 K to degrees C. C. What is your body temperature in Kelvin? 8. Professor Messer was taken ill. The table shows how his temperature varied. The table has two rows with 10 columns. The top row is marked time in hours. The bottom row is marked temperature in degrees C. I will read the hours first and then the corresponding temperature. 0, 37. 1, 39. 2, 40. 3, 40. 4, 40. 5, 39.5. 6, 38.3. 7, 37.7. 8, 37.3. 9, 37. 10, 37. A. Plot a graph of his temperature for the range 36 to 40 degrees C against time in hours. B. What was his highest temperature? C. When did this happen? D. When do you think an ice bath was used to cool him? E. For how long was his temperature above normal? F. At what times do you think his temperature was 38 degrees C? G. When was he cooling fastest?